Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 241, How to Heal from a Post-Hustle Era. How to Heal from a Post-Hustle Era. First of all, okay, where did this come from? Well, a few episodes back, I mentioned, and I've mentioned this, I think, before, I was having fun with a term called, saying post-traumatic hustle disorder. It's not to take away from what, you know, PTSD or other things are and traumas and whatnot, but it's this idea, though, of workaholism. And what happens when we pull ourselves out of this place of working to the point of exhaustion, not really knowing why we're doing it. I mean, we think we know why, but we're getting to a place of extreme burnout. And it seems like you're repeating the same things over and over and over again. And I found that when I was pulling myself out of this hustle mentality and more into this aligned mentality of what work should I be doing, why I should be doing it, how I should be doing it, how should I be more strategic about it, how am I divvying up my time, where are my boundaries, what am I saying no to, what am I saying yes to, what needs my efforts, what doesn't need my efforts, where do I surrender, where do I let go, all these other things. This is like the post era of hustling. My nervous system was kind of nervous, to be honest with you. It was like, all it knew was this previous way of being, right? And I've talked about this in different podcasts about like how, let's say all of a sudden you want to sit and journal, but you're antsy, right? You're like, well, no, I need to be doing other things. Now, I'd been journaling for a very, 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 very long time. It was part of my my go-to. But sometimes there were seasons where it seemed like I'd be antsier to get it done because there was other things that I wanted to, like, I had to do. And it's interesting when you start, you know, taking more time out for, you know, for classes that are good for your health, or for hikes, or for walks in the middle of the day, or to meditate. I don't mean to sit in complete silence meditation, just to simply do like maybe a guided meditation, or to read instead of, you know, having to work through it or whatever it might be. My nervous system was used to one way, and now it's trying to get used to a new way. That's what had happened. And so when I say how to heal from a post-hustle era, it's like, and this sparked some topic of conversation because on my recent post, I put up a video where a bunch of different folks were talking about, you know, when they were saying like they don't party, they don't go out, they don't drink, they don't smoke, they, you know, they go to bed early, they keep a low profile, they keep a low, or not a low profile, but like a small circle, you know. And I posted this topic of, you know, has anybody else been called boring, right? Because suddenly not being on the go, 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 go makes other people on the go, 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 go nervous. And then meanwhile, you're calming your own nervous system by no longer doing this hustle bustle mentality. And it's a very interesting place. You know, some of the things, so I figured I'd talk about some of the things that I did. You know, first of all, I had to create new boundaries. And, you know, boundaries are a beautiful, honest thing. They're very helpful to you, and they're helpful to everybody else in which you interact with. And at first, boundaries feel real restrictive. And this kind of goes along with another point called FOMO, as you guys know, fear of missing out. And that eventually that'll get you to JOMO, joy of missing out. Once you switch from one side to the other, like, you'll go from fear of missing out to joy of missing out. So when I said new boundaries may feel restrictive, it's this idea of, I found for me, I was saying yes to a lot of things because I was trying to figure out like everything in one sitting, you know, or several sittings. And I was finding that the more I was going to these lunches and these dinners and these events and these networking and this thing and listening to that opportunity and that opportunity, it was information overload while also trying to like build things in accordance to, you know, this to what I was seeing out there, to all these different inputs, basically. And it really was, it was interesting. A great set of questions that came my way were like, what do you really want? Like, what do you really, really, really want? Like, and what does your life really, really, really look like? And if you're not careful at first, you can answer that from a very external perspective and you throw out all the usual external things. I didn't, but it posed me to be like, you know what? I really need to sit with myself. What happens when you start sitting with yourself is you start asking yourself all these different questions, and suddenly you find yourself saying, oh shit, I don't know if I want to do it the way I used to do it anymore. And not only that, I want to do it smarter. And not only that, I want to do things differently because either what I've been doing is no longer working, I'm burning out, and it doesn't seem like it doesn't feel like it has the clarity and direction that I need. Clarity and direction actually came from me doing less and getting more aligned on what I should be doing versus just hustling my ass off like there's nobody's business, like there's no tomorrow. Right. And, you know, so I, in sitting with myself, and again, that's part of what the clarity workshop in the show notes that I always reference, you know, that the free workshop that I was talking about with the clarity and the time audits and everything. And that was very intricate. That was the one of the stepping stones into a post, you know, hustle era, if you will. And so, and it's a very interesting thing. It's a very interesting relationship with your nervous system, because the things that you that used to keep you, you know, going, all of a sudden you're pulling out of that. You're stopping. I think it was Dr. Joe Dispenza, and I believe I've referenced this before on the podcast. Dr. Joe Dispenza was talking about, like, you're changing the programming. What happens when you change the programming all of a sudden is the body's like, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing? Like, are you? No. That's not how we do things. Right. And so it can feel nervous. It can feel shaky. It can feel anxious. It can feel all these different things. And that's what I had found, too, as I started wanting to make better choices, healthier choices, slow down in certain areas, get rid of things that don't matter anymore, stop saying yes to a lot of things that shouldn't get my time, you know, figure out what I really want to be doing with my time. All these things, like my body was like, what? What are you doing? You know? And so, and then you can also feel like, am I making the right choices? Am I missing out? What about the conversations I should be having? What about meeting up with a certain people? You know, and I found that no, sitting with yourself more and having more clarity and creating more from the world from around you, from within, suddenly I did eventually move into JOMO, the joy of missing out. And like, nah, I'm cool. Like, there's a lot of things I don't need to go to, nor do I want to, because I love my life in the way I'm creating it, molding it, and shaping it. And it's a lot of responsibility, because it's a lot of creativity and harmony and balance and, you know, organization and deciding what I need and what I don't. Right. So a couple of quick ways to help heal your post hustle era, if you will, is getting very clear. I would say definitely go check out the Clarity Workshop, because, you know, that idea of like, what does your average perfect day look like? What are you doing with your time? What's like a couple of specific goals, and then how do you make priorities and tasks around them? This is all in that Clarity Workshop. And then, of course, scheduling your days. Now, that's one avenue. The next is completely switching the programming of what you were doing that was burning you out, and like just immediately you can rewire that completely just from like doing something different completely. And I don't mean like just completely shutting out from your work. I just mean like adding something new that wasn't a part of the previous programming, whether that's working out, that's hikes, that's walks, that's you know, certain, you know, new something new for your morning routine, switching up something in your schedule, just changing anything in your from your previous schedule. And then also find out where you're making some excuses for things that you know you should be doing, because there's the part of you that, you know, you're going to say like, oh, I should be doing this. That's also coming from your intuition. There's reasons why you're finding that you don't have time for that. Immediately, look into why you're finding that you don't have time for that. Two, do it anyways, feeling like you don't have time for that, so you can at least feel what it feels like by doing it. right? And then three, start to inch your way more and more into those things. So, you know, the other thing too is, I've mentioned this before, another great tip for healing in your post-hustle era, using morning pages from Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way, linked in the show notes for the recommended reading list. The Artist's Way, the morning pages, just journal it. Everything you're feeling, everything, like, oh, I'm nervous today. Oh, I'm feeling this fear. I don't even know where this is coming from. I don't even understand why I'm feeling this way. Journal everything. No one will ever see it, and it's just for you. But the art of writing and getting it out allows all of this inner energy that might have been stored up to get out of you. And then on top of that, bring you answers, bring you direction, bring you more intuitive knowing. Right? So sometimes we're storing all of this energy internally for quite some time from the hustle era of our lives. And we have to find ways to allow that energy that's stored up to move through us, you know, healthily. What do most people do during hustle eras? They do the other things. They find other ways to get the dopamine to give it the effects, as if they're having a release of that stored energy, when really you want to be doing more healthy type of things, right? I think Andrew Huberman talks about like non-sleep deep rest. So doing activities that are, you're not necessarily sleeping, but, you know, are providing a dopamine release or serotonin release, right? Activities. And why do we not have activities? Because I'm busy. Stop being busy on that, so you can make more time for your activities. You have to push yourself out of the rat race and into the things that are good for you to be able to see even remotely why you might have been hustling the way you were hustling. And that can feel very restrictive at first. It can feel very nervous. It can feel all of these different things. Let go. Just let go, because it's no different like than any other kind of addiction, working or some, maybe what people might go, everybody has different addictions, right? And you know, when you wane off of that addiction, right, there's a lot of like your body, just like Dr. Joe Dispenza talked about, like your body's like, whoa, you're cutting off the programming that I've been used to. The cellular memory in you is like, it's cutting it off. And so you have to have a lot of grace with yourself, and it's a lot of practice and patience, and then the discipline to kind of move past what you're feeling physically in that moment. You know, and another thing, I did a post a long while back, some of you guys remember, is I did a whole going sane can make you feel like you're going crazy. And that also came up in Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way. Going sane can make you feel like you're going crazy. Part of the hard part of moving out of a hustle season or era, out of a doing things the rat race way or going very hard, is that when you remove yourself from it, you're also going to see a lot of folks who are still doing it, and they're going to question you to your decisions. They're going to question your alignment. They're going to question why you don't want to maybe go out as much. They're going to question why you're doing new activities. They're going to question you wanting to go in new directions. They're going to question you on why you're suddenly not available. They're going to question you in every way, shape, or form, and you're just following your intuition and your talents and your skills and your new path and your new direction and new clarity you're trying to gain for yourself. You're just trying to better your situation. You're going to get questioned a lot, and the hardest part about that is that here you're having this intuition. You can't necessarily explain it. You're not here to prove yourself, but what's happening is a lot of times people are questioning you and your decisions. It's not you they're questioning. They're just avoiding answering those questions for themselves. So at the same time, they're avoiding the questions to answer the questions for themselves. They're also questioning your sanity in the process. And it can make you feel like you're the one that's crazy, and you're not. Wanting deeper clarity for yourself is not insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result, that's the definition of insanity. That came from Einstein, I believe, right? And then a couple more points I wanted to bring up was number five is, you realize that everything doesn't have to be quote unquote hard to work out, but you have to work to not make it hard. I'm going to say that one more time. You realize that everything doesn't have to be hard to work, but you have to work to not make it hard. It takes a lot of time to completely switch up the way you're doing things, to become more organized, to have better habits, to have new routines, to implement new regimens, to organize the previous chaos, organize the finances, organize the health, organize the daily activities, organize the relationships, organize the house, organize, and when I say house, I mean just even your living, the way you're living and the way that the house internally is set up. And, you know, do you have a lot of stuff? You know, is it very chaotic? How do you make a very peaceful home, dwelling, right? And so there's that aspect. So we have to work hard to now reshape and recreate our world. And then the other thing too is that you start to realize, okay, maybe I've been doing a lot of things for a lot of the reasons that I'm almost applying force versus flow. And that makes it feel like it has to be hard, like things have to be hard in order for them to work out. And it's like, well, no, I think if you're giving the right energy to the right things and you're still working for it, the right things will find you easier and happen for you easier and more intentional. So it doesn't have to be like, life doesn't have to be hard, but you do have to work hard for life to not be that way. Does that make sense? That's the paradox of it all in a lot of ways, right? That's sort of like, you know, as I grow my relationship with God, it's funny. It's like me remembering to just ask God, who always wants to be asked, like, hey, you know what? Okay, cool. Like, you know what the desires of my heart are, you know what I want, like, and I know this is in alignment with you. How would you like it? You know, and you know, here's what I need help with. You know, and I know that this is part of the calling. This is what I got to do. I need help in this area. Can you please help me? And suddenly an answer comes, or suddenly a person comes, or suddenly something is resolved. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I have to work harder for that relationship with God. But it's much easier because the outcomes flow through easier. Do you get what I'm saying? And that's fundamentally what I mean. And then the final point I wanted to bring up was, what got you here may be hustle, but what will get you to your highest point, hustle can't take you. And I've mentioned this guy before on the podcast. I cannot remember his name. I think he was a former athlete or football player turned like a coach, like a speaking motivational coach. And he was talking about how hustle, he got in the game with hustle because he had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder and it got him very far. But then he eventually got to a place where it wasn't going to, he was hitting this glass ceiling. He just couldn't get past that. And what he found is that hustle got him there, but it's not going to take him beyond that point. And in that, he brought up about how he had to let down his guard. He had to let down, like, he just had to be even more authentically himself. And be like, look, this is who I am. Take it or leave it. Like, he had to have a deeper relationship with him so more of him could expand. And instead of hustling, he just, you know, he played from this deeper knowing and understanding of who he really was and say, hey, here's what I know and here's how I'm playing and you can meet me there or not and I'm good either way. He basically was letting go. He was surrendering, you know, and that's why in some ways it's like a surrender to God. And wouldn't you know it, everything in his life 10x'd completely and he got past those limiting things. Hustle, a lot of times really hustle is like force, right? There's nothing wrong. Like, we want to be doing good work. But if we get to a place where we're also the cause of the resistance or the force, how can we allow for the flow to happen? So there's a lot of letting go to be able to heal in this post-hustle era, to flourish in this post-hustle era. Allow yourself to flourish outside of hustle. I appreciate you guys tuning into every single episode. Please check the show notes for all applicable links, the recommended reading list, the Clarity Workshop. It's free. That is a full-on, like, 4-part series. Emails will tell you every day what to do as well. It makes you stay on point. Do it. Do yourself a favor if you haven't done it already. I think there's almost like 3,000 people in there, like, that have done it, like, or gone through it at least. I can't say they've all done it. I wish they had. Check it out. And then there's, of course, other workshops and whatnot, our creator community in there. There's also, I think I already mentioned, the recommended reading list. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for tuning into every episode. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. Thank you. As always, I appreciate you. And until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.